Iglebas, so I have not forgotten my people, though I'm with them always, even in the midst of tremendous affliction and persecution, in the midst of violence and terror. Well, I raise up, and I put down. And no one else is going to have, not even any clown, not even any agency, not even any. I see like the seven-headed dragon that will raise his head up against me. With one word of my mouth, I slaughter it. This is not too difficult for me. Fear not, for I operate with the few. I operate with those who, not the many and not the mighty, but those who are completely obedient and surrendered, who say, it's worth it all, Father. I will not withhold anything that you have given me to be, and it will be stewarded according to your purposes. And Father, the spirit of compromise will not come in. You will test, and many will be eliminated from this. The testing now is going on, and many are going to be eliminated. Hula about only those that are fully surrendered. Hula about Shoko. So on the others, okay, you still have fellowship with them, but they will not know the secrets of the Lord. They are not the friend of God. They are merely the sheep in the pasture. And the shepherds are being changed and raised up. I see a shepherd. I see Jesus standing over a flock of sheep with his, he's got his mantle and he's got his, you know, and it's over his head, and he's got the staff in his hand, and he's looking from a small knoll over this pasture of sheep. And he says, there's not many in this flock, but they're the ones that I want. They're the ones that I will choose, because, and they will meet, this is a play on words, M-E-A-T, M-E-E-T, for the master's use. I love us, because, and they counted it all loss, except to, in order to know the excellent knowledge of Jesus Christ. They counted the reproaches of Christ greater riches than all of Egypt. They are the vessels of the Lord. They are the servants of the Lord. And the changing of the guard, the changing of the leadership has happened. I take down one and I put up another. I will give them shepherds after my own heart, my heart, not the heart of compromise and carnality, the world, the flesh, and the devil, of soulishness. I said I came to divide between joint and marrow. That is the carnal, fleshy operation, between spirit and soul, between what is the Holy Spirit and what is so much soulish presumption, into the very intents and purposes of the heart, of my body, that is completely surrendered to my headship and not the political institutions and structures that are under the satanic head and the head of the kingdoms of this world. But I will take those that are mine. I will take those that I'm raising up, and I will open those doors in those institutions for them to give the word of the Lord and to call my people to come up higher, so that you stay in the fire of my protections and my higher level of revelation. And reconciliation and restoration, because I said I will restore all things until you came. So cry out that the gift of repentance will come, as it says in Acts, and so that the times of refreshing in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and this will be the call of the hour, to bring in my power and my glory, which no man may touch. No man may touch. Because they will say, that's just merely a human being. But the power of God and the authority of God operates in and through them, and not the counterfeit. I will raise up great discernment to look into the eye of the dragon and say, I bind your tongue and I permit you not to operate or move in the name and by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes, in Jesus' name.